think the central thinking of the ruling class of the United States basically is within the czarist paradigm. They don't say so, but that's the way they act. As a matter of fact, they're more and more saying, we've even got a czar, haven't we? We got a czar, and the czar, the last I heard, was threatening to close down all the medical treatments he doesn't approve of, which is, sounds like Ivan the Terrible or Peter the Great or one of those nuts out of the Dark Ages.
Directly. Where the punch was spiked with.
I know that you disconnect.
Coincidences.
Energy can neither be created nor destroyed.
Said Hagbard.
Death itself is an illusion.
These people are talking like some of the Zen students and acid mystics George had known. If I could feel that way, he thought, I wouldn't be such a goddamn coward. Howard and Hagbard must be enlightened. I've got to become enlightened. I can't stand living this way anymore. Whatever it took.
The salient spoils of the southern seas make their course to go. Attack, attack, with noses sound as rock. No sharpest spear can shake us loose or serve a 5-hour shock. The foes attacking their ships coming near. Now's the time to fight without fear. Now is the time to look death in the eye. Before we submit, we'll fight.
Please drinking water. When do we get adequate?
large room to page announcement of the greatest rock festival of all time to be held near Ingolstadt, Bavaria. Bands of all nations, people of all nations, to be known as Woodstock Europa.
W, the 23rd letter, keeps popping up in all this. Note, Weishaupt, Washington, William S. Burroughs, Charlie Workman, Mendy Weiss, Len Wineglass in the conspiracy trial, and others who quickly come to mind.
Negotiate an agreement satisfactory to both sides.
My
true in some sense, false in some sense.
And I think the government's attempt to control drug research out of here, two people may feel too good, is the last dying gasp of a dinosaur.
Unconsciously explaining drink stands, with a meticulosity bordering on the
The Discordians don't have dogmas, which are absolute beliefs. We have catmas, which are relative meta beliefs. All that is metaphor.
Shall we play?
Calm down. Nuclear war.
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
This business will get out of control. It'll get out of control, and we'll be lucky to live through it.
In the I Ching hexagram 23 has connotations of sinking or breaking apart.
But it wasn't until now that the legend could finally come.
All that is metaphor.
Census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
All that is metaphor.
Serious is very important to you.
This business will get out of control. It'll get out of control, and we'll be lucky to live through it.
Is the last dying gasp of the dinosaur age. Maybe logic was invented by John von Neumann in 1933. Von Neumann is the unappreciated genius of modern science. Scientists appreciate him, but the general public, I don't think, has ever heard of him. He wrote one of the best books on quantum mechanics. He was one of the pioneers of programmable computers. We wouldn't have internet without him. Anyway, maybe logic, one of his major inventions, instead of dividing everything into true and false like Aristotle, which only applies in the abstract, Aristotelian logic only applies if you ignore the sensory, sensual, space-time continuum in which we live. If you take into context, we live in a real universe, which we're touching things, bumping into things, kissing things, loving things, hating things, throwing rocks at things, and so on. You realize that most of our perceptions are in the maybe mode. They're not yes or no. They're not true or false. They're just maybes. I think maybe logic is probably the greatest invention of the 20th century, although, of course, von Neumann had a lot of competition. Kaczybski offered an infinite-valued logic, in which between yes and no, we've got an infinite series of maybes, depending on how much data we have and how close we can calculate the probabilities. Anatole Rapoport invented a four-valued logic, true, false, indeterminate, and meaningless. Indeterminate is something which, in principle, we might be able to test someday, but right now we can't. We don't have the technology to test it. Like, how much life is there in the universe? We just don't know. That's indeterminate. Meaningless are propositions that can never be tested because they're defined, so they can't be tested. Such as round squares eat red cabbage. First, you got to find a round square to wait for you to begin to observe its eating habits. And since you can't find a round square, there's no way of ever testing that. Another one is the Catholic doctrine that after a priest pronounces the right formula over a piece of bread, it becomes the body of a Jew who died 2,000 years ago. It's cannibalism. It's good for you. You should eat the body of the dead Jew and it'll make you feel good. I don't know. Catholics are not particularly fond of Jews. I don't know why they like that one so much, but they like eating him anyway. Everybody else thinks they're just eating bread. They think they're eating a human being. They think they're Hannibal Lecter. We think they're nuts. I don't know. But that's an example of a meaningless statement. It can't be proven or disproven. If they want to think they're cannibals, let them think it. We can't disprove it. We're not going to bother arguing about it. It's meaningless, like the round squares.